Hello and welcome to the Friday, March 29th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Abu Dhabi. As a follow-up to the distributed denial of service attack against Spamhaus, we do have a diary today by John Bambanek with a little bit more detail about how these attacks work and what you could possibly do to help prevent these attacks. The core problem here are open DNS resolvers still. Now, one link, for example, that John put up there is 140. Open recursive project that allows you to check your network for any known open resolvers. It is, however, on the other hand, not really that hard to check yourself, scan your network for DNS servers, and make sure they're not recursive. The part that's sometimes a little bit tricky is that you do have to run this check from outside your network because these DNS servers may be intentionally recursive for IP addresses inside your network, which isn't the problem here. The problem is recursive name servers that will answer queries from anybody. The other ongoing issue, of course, is the problem of spoofed traffic. Now, that's again something that you could help out with proper egress and ingress filtering. However, for the most part, the problem here are more complex networks that have a hard time doing proper egress and ingress filtering due to multiple uplinks and downlinks with asymmetric routing. So it's not necessarily the case that receiving data for a particular IP address on one link means that this is the only link on which you would send data with this particular source address range. And unrelated to these denial of service attacks, there is also a patch for Bind that fixes a denial of service vulnerability in Bind itself. However, it only affects Bind versions that are compiled with the regular expression library, and regular expressions are required in order to cause the excessive memory consumption that will be fixed in this patch. So one thing, for example, you could do if you don't really want to upgrade a Bind to the latest version is just to recompile Bind without regular expressions enabled, which is probably fine for the large majority of Bind installs out there. Exploitation of the vulnerability in Bind happens if zones are transferred from untrusted sources, and that's not something that's typically done with Bind. Well, now let's switch to a different kind of denial of service attack. The Egyptian Navy apparently arrested a couple of divers who attempted to cut an undersea data cable. Seacom, the operator of the cable, did confirm an outage. Now, overall, a part of the odd thing about this story is that it was broken via the Egyptian Navy's Facebook page, and a picture on the Facebook page does show the map where the incident happened, as well as a picture of the arrested individuals. And municipal traffic authorities around Canberra, Australia are in somewhat hot water over the use of Bluetooth sniffers in order to track vehicles. In this case, Bluetooth sniffers were placed next to roads in order to not just count vehicles, but also detect then later where these vehicles re-merge and track traffic patterns. The privacy issues around this kind of data collections, of course, are somewhat controversial and, for example, have been compared to Google's use of Wi-Fi sniffers as part of its Street View camera vehicles. Not clear exactly what data was collected, whether it was just identifying information or whether also other data that was emitted by these Bluetooth devices was tracked. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.